behind closed doors. So the response to these damning investigations by industry has not been to change animal welfare standards or to change the most abusive practices. It's been to outlaw the people who are exposing them. So last year, there were 10 bills introduced that specifically criminalize undercover investigations of factory farms and slaughterhouses. They include language, which I'll talk about in a moment, about banning photography, banning videotape, and enhanced criminal penalties for that. These actually passed in several states, in Iowa, Utah, and Missouri, which are green on this map here. Now, just in 2013, 12 bills have been introduced. They've been defeated, fortunately, in every state. In Tennessee, it actually got to the governor's desk, and in part due to the work of people like the Humane Society, in part due to people like Carrie Underwood, the country music star, led to a really shocking, in my opinion, governor's veto of the legislation in Tennessee. That's how toxic this legislation became. And I'll talk about this a little bit later. There's still one bill pending in North Carolina that I think is by far the worst one that's ever been introduced. So these ag-egg bills have really evolved into three different types that I think you all should know about. Kind of the bread and butter, the standard, has been criminalizing photography. It includes language like this: anyone who records an image or a sound from a factory farm, anyone who uploads, downloads, transfers, or otherwise sends it over the internet or in any medium. So tying back to what you just heard, it's not just obtaining this information, it's distributing it.